Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. What is diabetes? By Gwen Hall, Diabetes Specialist Nurse, Surrey. What is diabetes? In simple terms, diabetes prevents your body converting sugars and starches in your food into energy. The body uses insulin to do this. When diabetes is present, the body fails to produce insulin, or the insulin it does produce doesn't work properly. Insulin resistance. When we eat food, some special cells in our pancreas should produce insulin. The insulin transports glucose, made from carbohydrates, e.g. complex bulky sugars, which the body breaks down to use for energy, in the food into the cells, where it can be used by the body for energy. Sugars and starches are the most efficient source of food energy and are carried in the blood as glucose. If insulin is not produced or does not work, the glucose builds up in the bloodstream instead of getting into the cells, causing the common symptoms of diabetes. Lethargy. Carbohydrate cannot be converted into energy. Frequent passing water. The body flushes excess glucose down the toilet. Thirst. The body attempts to replace lost fluid. Repeated infections. Bugs love sugar. Weight loss. Predominantly in type 1 diabetes. Visual changes due to temporary changes in lens shape. Symptoms are more often to be found in people with type 1 diabetes. People with type 2 diabetes may have no or very few symptoms prior to diagnosis. Your healthcare team should support you through this time and answer your queries. 1. Figure 1. Many people with diabetes monitor their blood glucose levels. This allows them to alter their insulin dose or contact their care team for advice if concerned. 2. Figure 2. Healthy eating plus physical activity are the cornerstones of good diabetes management. What are the different types of diabetes? In type 1 diabetes, the pancreas fails to produce insulin and insulin therapy is required for life. In type 2 diabetes, the cause is generally weight-related. If you are slim, it is likely your body is not producing enough insulin to convert the carbohydrate you eat into energy. You may need tablets and/or insulin to help. If you are overweight, it is more likely that insulin resistance is responsible. Reducing your weight and being physically active will reduce your insulin resistance and could lead to remission. But you may need medication or have to inject insulin to help. There are other types of diabetes, but they are unusual conditions and specialist care should be provided to support you with these. Causes of diabetes. The cause of type 1 diabetes is unknown, but it is thought to be an autoimmune process. In effect, the body produces antibodies to the pancreas, damaging it and preventing it producing insulin. Type 1 diabetes only affects about 10% of all people with diabetes, and it usually starts below the age of 40. Type 2 diabetes is more likely to affect older people, although it is being found increasingly in younger people, especially if they are overweight and lacking in physical activity. Type 2 diabetes is strongly linked to obesity and tends to run in families. It is more prevalent in people of South Asian and Afro-Caribbean descent. Many people with type 2 diabetes have high blood pressure and cholesterol. They may need medication to help control these, to help reduce the risk of damage to key blood vessels alongside glucose-lowering treatment. Treatments. Type 1 diabetes is always treated with insulin. There are many different types of insulin delivery mechanisms, and your healthcare professional will help to decide the right method for you. If you are on insulin, you should discuss the most appropriate one for you with your care team. Be sure to rotate injection sites. A fatty pad may build up under the skin if you inject repeatedly in the same area. This can affect insulin absorption. Sharps, needles, and lancets need to be disposed of carefully. Sharps bins are available on prescription. Your healthcare team can give you advice on how to dispose of your sharps responsibly. The backbone of treating type 2 diabetes is always healthy eating plus physical activity. But type 2 diabetes is a progressive condition, and in time, tablets and/or other forms of medication may be likely to become necessary and may even progress to insulin injections. www.drwf.org.uk. Most people with diabetes require medication to control their condition, yet fewer than half remember to take them as prescribed. When you agree to take medication, make sure you know what each tablet is for, any side effects to be expected, and when to have a review. Your medication is designed to prevent complications in the future, even if you feel well now. If you have a concern with your medication, please let your care team know. Blood glucose target levels. All people with diabetes taking insulin treatment, and some of those treated with specific tablets, are encouraged to monitor their blood glucose. You should discuss this with your GP or healthcare professional. Figure 1. Generally, the target to aim for is around 4 to 8 millimoles before meals and up to 10 millimoles 2 hours after meals, although we are all individuals and targets must be tailored to our needs. These levels should not be confused with a blood test usually performed at your GP surgery called an HbA1c. This gives a measure of the amount of glucose in the blood in the preceding 3 months. The target nowadays is 48 to 58 millimoles per mole, which was 6.5 to 7.5% previously. As with daily blood glucose levels, this target may also be personalized depending on your individual situation. Insulin and some tablets can reduce your blood glucose levels to low levels, making you feel unwell and confused, a condition referred to as a hypo or hypoglycemic episode. Your healthcare team should discuss this with you if you are at risk of them and how to reduce the risk of them happening. This is especially important if you drive or live alone. Basic recommendations. Food, glorious food. If we all ate the diet recommended for people with diabetes, the health of the nation would be improved. The size of the plate matters too. If food intake exceeds physical activity undertaken, weight is likely to increase. A healthy, balanced diet is also recommended as part of a healthy and active lifestyle. Figure 2. What care to expect? At diagnosis, you should be given a full explanation of diabetes and a care plan. You should be involved in agreeing goals and targets achievable by you and offered the chance to attend a diabetes educational event. Take a note of what is agreed. It will come in useful as you see your progress over time. At the very least, you should have annual reviews for your diabetes, including an explanation of blood tests. These should ideally be done a week or two prior to the consultation to allow time for the results to be shared with you. There is a national program for eye screening for people with diabetes. You should also, as part of your annual health check, have your feet examined and your blood pressure reviewed. Most importantly, you should have an opportunity to discuss your care with your diabetes team and agree the next steps to protect your health. Staying well until a cure is found. Top tips to manage diabetes. Diabetes is never mild, but it can be managed. Maintain a healthy weight. Losing weight if you are overweight improves overall health and diabetes control. Be physically active. Physical activity improves insulin sensitivity. Keep blood glucose levels under control. This helps protect the eyes, kidneys, and feet. Know your cholesterol level. Cholesterol-lowering treatments like statins helps protect the heart. Have your blood pressure checked regularly. Good blood pressure levels protect the heart and kidneys. Do not smoke. Smoking is highly damaging, but much more so when combined with diabetes. Both thicken the blood, encourage clot formation, and put a strain on the heart. More information. Your first point of call should be your diabetes healthcare professional. For more information on any aspect of diabetes, please call DRWF on 023 9263 7808. You may also contact NHS at the following links and telephone numbers. England, free phone 111, 24-hour helpline, NHS 111 service website, www.nhs.uk/using-the-nhs/nhs-services/urgent-and-emergency-care/nhs-111. Scotland, free phone 111, 24-hour helpline, NHS 24 website, www.nhs24.scot. Wales, free phone NHS Direct Wales on 0845 4647. NHS Wales Direct website, www.nhsdirect.wales.nhs.uk/contact-us/feeling-unwell/. Northern Ireland, GP Out of Hours Information Service website, www.nidirect.gov.uk/out-of-hours-service. Or you can visit the NHS Choices website, www.nhs.uk. Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation, www.drwf.org.uk. DRWF, Building 6000, Langstone Technology Park, Havant, Hampshire, PO91SA. Telephone 02392 637 808. Email enquiries@drwf.org.uk. Registered charity number 107-0607. Registered in England, company number 349-6304. Company limited by guarantee. Staying well until a cure is found. The Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation works towards educating, informing, and reminding you of the best and healthiest choices to make. Contact us to join the Diabetes Wellness Network and request the full series of diabetes information leaflets. PIF, proud to be a PIF member. Patient Information Forum, www.pifonline.org.uk, 2019-2020. Source references can be provided on request. All details correct at time of print. Version 8.0, published October 2019, due to be reviewed within 18 months of publication date. Printed by Holbrooks Printers Limited, Portsmouth, Hampshire, UK.